Hello and welcome to another episode of Tech Buzzwords from Whatis.com. I'm Alex Howard, Associate Editor at Whatis.com. Today's buzzword, Information Lifecycle Management. On the one hand, Information Lifecycle Management, ILM for short, is a comprehensive approach to managing the flow of data and associated metadata from creation and initial storage to the time when it becomes obsolete and is destroyed. On the other hand, ILM may be just the latest example of a buzzword that hasn't quite moved beyond the hype cycle. In this podcast, I'll explore what ILM is, why it's relevant, and why full adoption and implementation of the technology hasn't been quite universal. But first, a quick plug. Make sure to visit whatis.com and sign up for the Word of the Day and Buzzword Alert newsletters. Stay on top of the latest information technology lingo, tap into industry buzzwords, and challenge yourself with tech trivia. Learn one new thing every day. So, what is ILM exactly? Put simply, it's an approach to data management that involves all aspects of dealing with the data, including how users create, use, and store that information. ILM can be distilled into classifying data according to its relative business value and then assigning it to different storage resources depending on that assignment. ILM is not, then, a specific kind of technology or hardware. It's processes and technologies that work in combination to determine how data is created and described, where it is stored, and how it is accessed. ILM can, in some ways, be considered tiered storage put into practice. I'll talk a bit more about tiered storage later in the podcast. ILM is also distinguished from simple automation of storage, as seen in Hierarchical Storage Management, or HSM, by its emphasis on a combination of software and hardware. This has also led some to consider ILM a more complex subset of Data Lifecycle Management, or DLM. For example, DLM might allow you to search stored data for a certain file type of a certain age, for example, while ILM could let you search various types of storage files, for instance, of a specific piece of data, such as a customer number, based upon the addition of metadata to that content item. Some DLM systems allow for associated metadata as well, however, blurring fine distinctions between the two industry buzzwords. Tools that help with ILM typically organize data into separate tiers according to specified policies, automating data migration from one tier to another based on those criteria. Users can specify different policies for data that declines in value at different rates or that retains its value throughout its lifespan. A path management application is used to retrieve data and keep track of where everything is in the storage cycle. As a rule, newer data, and data that must be accessed more frequently, is stored on cheaper but slower media. This, by the way, is also known as tiered storage, a concept which I alluded to earlier. It's technically a separate concept from ILM. ILM involves the movement of data over time, while tiered storage scheme can also be static, with data assigned to different tiers at creation and not migrated between them. In other words, ILM processes don't break apart files or blocks of data. They don't reorganize them according to their content. ILM involves taking finished data and distributing it to different storage devices based on those devices' cost of ownership and the importance of the data itself as defined by business rules. Why are ILM and other approaches to data management and storage important? Well, for one thing, the explosive growth of electronically stored data over the last several years has made it no longer practical for many organizations to store everything on the most expensive tier of storage. Further compounding the issue of data growth is the fact that businesses now face compliance issues in the wake of legislation, such as HIPAA and the Sarbanes-Oxley Act, which dictate strict and often lengthy retention periods for some types of data, as well as specific requirements for its management. The trouble with what I've described at this point, however, is that many vendors use ILM as a buzzword to market and hype their products, a phenomenon that won't be particularly shocking to any observer of the technology industry. There's plenty of confusion about whether ILM is software or whether it's hardware, like tiered storage, object-based storage, or virtual tape. In large part because of this linking, storage professionals have been raising eyebrows over what ILM really is or means for years. 2 years ago, for instance, SearchStorage.com's Joe Maitland reported on an ILM backlash from the Storage Decisions Conference in Las Vegas. In many cases, the hype had far exceeded what the actual technology solutions could deliver upon. Some felt that ILM was simply tiered storage put into practice. Some architects, however, felt that ILM is more about cost avoidance, as cheaper, less reliable storage tiers are used for important data. Others pointed out the lack of tools to fully automate the movement of data between tiers. The need for manual movement then served to increase operational costs, not the inverse. And that's really the hinge point. In the years since, have the big vendors who have been pushing ILM solved the complexity issue instead of adding to it? Or is ILM more about selling software than solving the challenges that most data centers are facing? There's no question that, in the face of budget limits and data growth, many organizations need to find ways to move data off of high-end storage systems to reduce costs. That, more or less, is what the designers of tiered storage mean to accomplish. The trick is in finding ways to classify the data so that it's assigned to the correct tier, and making those classifications, expressed as metadata, granular enough for users and administrators addressing compliance concerns to retrieve it when needed. And that's what ILM was supposed to solve. An influential article by Alan Radding in Storage Magazine tells a different story. Radding argues that the components for ILM, like tiered storage platforms, policy-based retention and content and records management software, and long-term archival media, are here. But the tools for managing those components are still early in development, according to storage professionals and industry analysts. Those include active archiving software, tailored metadata, metadata standards, and the means for fine-tuning the systems that ILM will be implemented upon. Radding's assessment is that the metadata component may be the most crucial. The lack of standardization in the way that metadata is created and applied is one of the more significant challenges the storage industry faces. To say that the industry is saturated with metadata only scratches the surface. The Storage Networking Industry Association, or SNIA, is working to create a metadata standard that will span multiple storage devices and applications. It remains to be seen whether this effort is successful. You can find the link for the XAM initiative on the launch page for this podcast. So, what's the state of information lifecycle management? Still maturing. While there's clearly strong interest out there in the potential of ILM to address compliance requirements and reduce costs, vendors are going to have to continue to fill in the gaps before full IM isn't just an industry buzzword. If you're interested in learning more about why ILM is so difficult, what sort of data requirements are necessary in implementation, and the other gaps left before it will become a reality, make sure to visit searchstorage.com or pick up the July 2006 issue of Storage Magazine for the article. We have the link for it on our podcast launch page and whatis.com as well. If you have more questions or are looking for more information about storage technologies and standards, make sure to stop by whatis.com and, of course, the storage industry's most reliable source of insightful news and analysis, searchstorage.com. I'm Alex Howard. Thanks for listening.